From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims Islamic extremists are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, near the Damascus airport in Syria on Friday. Syrian television announced Badreddin's death, as Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Badreddin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Badreddin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded today in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations says in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated UN sanctions by providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said pistols were issued to members of the Congolese Army and National Police, with some eventually ending up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the United Nations. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. This is VOA News.